with sufferings.
这个信息，Duncan弟兄如果讲的话，他可能讲的比我更好。但是我觉得我在包装隐喻，我要先讲一下。So
I think Brother Duncan will do a better job in talking about this message, but I'm going to talk a little bit on this topic today.
让我翻开彼得前书第四章，我们把整章先读一下。So
we're gonna read the whole chapters on First Peter chapter 4.
我来读中文，有英文的呢，你们自己可以来读。So
Pastor Ben is going to read in Chinese. So if you wanna read in English, you can read it on your own.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，有一境遇罪断绝了。你们从这样的心从今以后就可以不从人的情，不从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。我们讲的是彼得前书第四章，第四章大家一起来念。First
Peter, chapter 4.
第四节，verse 4. 他们在这些，因为往日随崇拜邦人的心意、心邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、疯瘾、饮可恶拜偶像的事，最后已经够了。他们在这些事上见你们不与他们同奉那放荡污浊的道路，就意为怪，违谤你们。他们必在那将要审判活人死人的主面前挑战，为此就是死人也有福音传给他们。
叫他们的肉体按着人受审判，他们的灵性却靠神活着。万物的结局尽了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是要彼此切实相爱，因为爱能这样许多的罪。你们要相互宽待，不发怨言。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲。
所有服侍人的要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在方式上与耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永远。阿门。亲爱的弟兄呢，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与耶稣基督一同受苦。 使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。你们中间却不可有人因着撒谎、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要用这名归荣耀给神，因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。 若是先从我们起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？若是一人仅仅得救，那不敬虔和犯罪的人将有何地可占呢？所以，那照神旨意受苦的人，要一心为上，见自己的灵魂表于那信实的造化之主。那这里面讲到很多的内容，但是今天我们主要集中在这个为主受苦的。
So it talks about a lot of details. So we're gonna only focus on the suffering of being a Christian.
那这里讲到呢，说万物的结局尽了，让我们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的呢，是要彼此切实相爱，而且呢，个人的恩赐要来服侍。And
it says the end of this. End of all things near, so we have to be clear-minded and self-control so that we can pray. And most important of all is to love each other, and because love covers multitude of sins.
那这个前面后面呢，都讲到受苦。那第一节呢，讲到这个基督在肉身受苦，我们也当用这样的心智作为兵器。So
right in the Yeah. So right in the beginning it says the Christ has suffered in his body.
那后面一段呢也讲受苦，前面也讲受苦，中间就是讲到呢要彼此相爱。
So the beginning and the ending talks about suffering. In the middle it says the end of all things is near.
那其实这个神的爱跟受苦是分不开的。 人的爱跟受苦也是分不开的。
So suffering is closely related to loving each other. So suffering and love is always together.
那我们好多时候希望有很多的爱，别人爱我们，但是没有任何的受苦，那是多好。
A lot of time we're hoping for someone else to love us without any sufferings. Wouldn't that be great if we can be loved without any sufferings?
但是如果你看这样一个电影或读这样一本小说的话，只有爱没有受苦的话呢，你好像也不想读下去。
So if you read a novel, it only talks about love but nothing and the suffering, so you probably wouldn't want to go on reading the book.
第一个你觉得它不现实，第二个你觉得它没味道。
Because it is not realistic and there's nothing like more deep to read.
那事实上这个受苦和爱是分不开的。
Indeed, love and sufferings cannot be separated from each other.
那因圣经上讲的深爱世人，就将他的独生子赐给我们，就为我们来担当罪，死在十字架上，受尽
痛苦。Because the Bible says, because God loved us so much that He gave His one and only Son for us.
Died on the cross.
Yeah, died on the cross. Yeah.
那人也是这样，人要生儿育女，人要结婚，这个过程里面其实受很多的苦。
Same as our humans, we give birth, we raise our children, and in the process, there's a lot of sufferings.
但是这个爱呢，因着有这种受苦呢，因着有了爱呢，它就有了意义。
This kind of suffering because of love, then it becomes significant.
因着这个爱呢，我们的受苦就有了目的。
Because of love, our suffering has a purpose.
那如果没有爱的话，这种受苦不知道是为什么，仍是承受不下去的。
Without love, we do not know the purpose of suffering, and it would become something that we couldn't bear.
但是人不光是怎么样爱，还是怎么样受苦，很多人在人的一个层面，他不会把受苦当为一种兵器，这个 weapon， 他不会这样想的。
So, as a human perspective, we wouldn't think about suffering as a kind of weapon.
但是这里呢，圣经讲他说，基督既在肉身受苦，我们也当从这样的心智作为兵器，要成为一个武器。受苦是一个武器。
But here it says, since the Christ has suffered in His body, then we should arm ourselves also. So arm yourself as a like a weapon to arm yourself.
后面又讲，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
And he also says, those who have suffered in his body is done with sin.
就是受苦作为兵器的话呢，人和罪会彻底的断绝，这是一件很美好的事情。
So, if you use suffering as a weapon, then you will be done with sin.
那好多时候我们希望呢，别人呢。不要犯罪，别人如果不犯罪就太好
了。A lot of times we're hoping the others wouldn't sin.
别人如果罪没有这种罪性，骄傲啊、恶毒啊、邪恶呀、贪婪啊，那就太好。
So if others are not do not have sin, they are not proud, they do not have like anger or other stuff in them, then that would be good.
其实我们如果自己没有这些东西呢，会更好。
But instead, if in us there's no sin, it would be much better.
就是当我们这个与罪断绝的时候呢，就是在神的性情上面有份，是一个非常健康的生命。这个生命呢，将要结出健康的果子来。
So if we are done with sin, then we will have a healthy spiritual life with God. So a life that can bear fruits.
那受苦就是其中的一个方法，一个兵器，或者说一个道路。
So, suffering is a way for us to be done with sin. So, or it's a weapon for us in order for us to be done with sin. a way of
weapon. 兵器是用来做什么的？ 兵器是用来打仗的，对不对？
So what is weapon is used for? Is for a fighting a battle.
那你就是打仗的话呢，你要操起兵器，要把对方要攻击，你怎么操起一个受苦的兵器呢？这个觉得挺奇怪的，是不是？
So when you think about it, it may be strange for you to think that using suffering as kind of weapon to fight.
那在主里面呢，主的爱就是十字架上的这种爱，其实他来到世间就是来担当，这种担当呢，就是他把别人的罪放在他的身上，这就是一种痛苦，一种忍受，受苦。
So when Christ came, he bare the sin of people on his shoulder, so he died on the cross. So this is a suffering that which he used as a weapon to fight against sin.
那很多人在做父母的时候呢，可以理解一点点神的爱，因为做父母的呢，确实在为孩子在担当很多的东西。So
as a parent, you may be able to understand a little bit about this because in the process of you raising children, you are suffering. Raising them.
这就是因着爱呢，你就替他来担当。
Because of love, then you sacrifice a lot for your children.
当然，对人来说，你担当的时候并不想它有什么意义，但是因着爱，你就担当了。Because
to other people, it may be nonsense, but because of love, then you are bearing this kind of burden for when you're raising your children.
那这是在这个世界上呢，就是说人真正能够。 存活下去的动力也在这里，是因着爱，我们可以来担当。So
it is also a surviving trail for human because of love, then we are willing to take the suffering.
那现在好多人有很多错误的观念，就是说要爱不要担当呢，所以家庭好多的关系都破碎了，最后什么也没有。
So, but because of a lot of our wrong thinking, people think that we only need love, but we don't want any sufferings, so or any responsibilities. In other words, so a lot of marriage fall apart, a relationship fall apart.
其实神的这个爱比人的爱更要强烈，神对受苦的这样一个教导和认识呢，比人的更加要强烈。But
God has a deeper love or deeper sufferings in comparison to our human understandings.
那所以这就是耶稣在十字架上这种爱，不仅仅是十字架上，在他一生里面都是在受苦，在地上的时候，体尝人间所有的痛苦。So
that's why Christ suffered and died on the cross for us, not just dying on the cross, but all throughout his life. He has tasted different kinds of, all kinds of sufferings that in our world, in the world.
但是因为这种旨意是，这种受苦是因着爱，因着按照神的旨意受苦呢，它是有一个极大的一个意义在里面，而且有极大的盼望，而且有最好的一个结果在里面。But
because of this kind of law has a greater, a deeper meanings in hope, and sorry, Father Bing, can you say that again?
And also good results in it.
Okay.
所以耶稣呢，当他受苦受完这个苦的时候呢，他神让他复活了，而且把至高的权柄赐给他，天上地下的权柄都赐给他。So
that's why Jesus was raised again, and God also given him all the authorities.
那新的一个人类就诞生了，新的国度诞生了。So
a new kingdom has birthed.
那在这新天新地里面呢，耶稣就是呢执掌王权的，那就是天堂。So
in the new heaven and earth, Jesus reigns, and this is the new heaven.
但是他要经过这样的受苦。But
he has to go through this kind of suffering first.
那这种受苦不是为了受苦而受苦，是为了担当而受苦。So
this kind of suffering, I'm not only suffering for the sufferings, but suffering for bearing our sins, you know, like for bearings.
但是因着爱我们担当的时候呢，我们这个受苦就有了意义。
But because love, when we are suffering, our suffering has a meaning.
当光因着爱，如果没有神在里面，没有神的能力呢，这个受苦就太苦。
But if there's only a love without God, then the suffering will become too great.
那作为我们基督徒呢，我们受苦的时候要非常清清楚楚的知道呢，是神在我们的旁边，所以这个受苦是一个得胜的受苦，不是一个失败的受苦。
So when, as a Christian, when we're going through sufferings, we have to know God is beside us, so that, it's a victorious, suffering, not a failing suffering.
当一个人没有神的时候，因着爱呢，他可能一辈子受苦，他最后因着儿女，因着各样的东西呢，他会有一些安慰。
So without God, even though someone may go through a lot of sufferings because of their children, maybe they will, at the end, they will have some type of reward towards that.
但是呢，大部分的人在这个过程里面，就说受苦是非常非常的苦，受苦到后来也受不下去。
But to most people, this kind of suffering is too much, and maybe towards the end, they couldn't bear it anymore.
那大家不知道有没有读过老舍的《骆驼祥子》那个小说
？So there's a book written by a Chinese author. The book is called Camel.
骆驼祥子，骆驼祥子，
Okay. Something Camel.
祥子呢，就是说他一生的这个追求的目标就是要自己挣钱呢。攒钱能够买一辆车自己可以来拉，但是后来他的梦呢，一次一次被打碎了。
So in this book, it talks about a person who trying so hard to save money so that he will be able to afford a carriage, so that he can make money on this carriage. But like throughout all his throughout his life.All his dreams became like broken, like he couldn't achieve his dreams.
他一开始是一个老实巴交的人，从乡下来到北京城里面来，就是说来，实现他的梦想。他是很多东西，这种作恶的事情他都看不起。
So, in the beginning, he's a very simple person. He came from a village to a city, so He doesn't have a lot of evil inside of him. Doesn't think about a lot of evils.
但是后来呢，各种各样的事情发生，他不爱的女人，向他结婚，最后他所爱的女人呢，他又不能娶她。
But throughout his life, he met a woman that even though he didn't love, he got married with that woman.And also the woman that what happened to that woman he loved?
The woman died.
The woman died, okay.
所以他最后所有的希望都破灭了。
So all his dreams and hopes were broken.
所以最后他就跟很多的坏人就在一起为伍了。
So at the end, he became friends with many evildoers.
那抽烟、喝酒、懒惰，这是就变成他的朋友。
So the adulterers became his friends.
那老舍写了这段话，是有名的话。一句话呢，就是说酒烟又成了他的朋友，不吸烟更能思索呢。不喝酒又怎能停止思索呢
？So the author wrote a famous verse, a famous sentence on this. So saying, what does it mean? Can you translate?
酒喝烟啊，酒喝烟就成了他的朋友。如果不吸烟的话呢，就没法思索。没法停止思索。
Okay. So cigarette and wine became his friends. Without the wine and without the smoking, he wouldn't be able to think.
Without smoking, he cannot think.
Yeah,
without wine, he cannot stop thinking.
Okay.
所以，就说，最后就在酒宴里面，对吧？另外一句话呢，就说人把自己从野兽中提拔出来，可是后来又把自己的同类驱赶到野兽里面。
So the author also said, we're trying to get ourselves out from the beast, but at the end, we push all our friends into the beast.
所以这就是一个没不仍是神的时候，没有神的一个世界里面一种残酷的现实。他的受苦呢，很多时候是没有结果的。
So this is the reality of a person with in suffering but without God.
那好多人读老舍的著作或者卢兄的著作，觉得他们是描写旧社会的一些情况，好像不太适用现代生活。
So a lot of people, when they read about this kind of book, they think, oh, this is talking about the older generation. Nothing to do with us nowadays.
其实老舍的著作，老舍之所以是一个伟大的作家，这些东西完全适用于现在。
But actually, the things that they wrote is also correlates to the things that are happening nowadays.
现在多少的人抽烟，多少的人喝酒。这边好多人，西方好多人喝酒，是一个非常大的问题。
So, a lot of people are drinking or smoking, especially in our society, in the Western society. Alcoholism is a problem. It's a big problem.
但是呢，烟和酒又成了他的朋友，不能离开的朋友。
But the cigarettes, the smoking, and the drinking became his friends.
又有多少的人把自己从野兽的堆里面提拔出来，可是最后呢，又把自己的同类赶到野兽里面去，他们变成了野兽。
So how many of us trying to get out from all the beasts and while pushing others into the beast?
所以现在是非常真实的，这个世界这些东西就是这样在循环。
So it's a reality.To us, so these things are circulating just like before.
那作为一个文学家，作为老舍，就是他的笔触是非常的犀利，一针见血。
So as a great author, Lao Shi, the person who wrote this book, so the things that he wrote is very straightforward.
Sharp.
It's very sharp, yeah.
但是一针见血，这是作家的阳光，那好，当我们读这样的书的时候呢，我们就会，非常的赞赏。
So this is from a author's point of view. So when we read this kind of book, we felt, we really appreciate the things that they wrote.
但是是不是真正解决问题呢？
But does it solve anything?
那上个世纪到现在，这个人文主义这样一个运动呢，最后好多人文主义的大师得出一个结论，他们说人是假先知，不是真救主，因为看到很多的事情，他们怎么也研究用人文的办法来解决，解决不了。
So throughout the last centuries.There's a great movement in the human culture, like humanity.
Humanism,
oh yeah. But it doesn't solve anything in our culture.
所以他就说，一个人文主义大师说，人类是假先知，不是真救主。
So one of them said that, Us are false prophets. We are not true prophets.
True saviors. The human is
true saviors. Okay, false prophet, not true saviors. Okay.
那这就是一个现实。现在好多人有很多的知识，从这个老舍啊，不仅仅是老舍，学了很多的知识。现在知识越来越多，但是能不能解决问题？
So now we learn a lot of different kinds of science and a lot of different, yeah, like talks, opinions, but can we really solve anything?
当我们不能解决问题的时候，我们还要谈受苦吗？
So if we cannot solve anything, are we still going to talk about suffering?
这不是很愚蠢的一件事情吗？谁要去受苦呢？
So isn't that quite stupid? Like, if who will want to go through sufferings?
我们不受苦，用各种各样的方法都解决不了问题，你还要谈受苦吗？
So if through sufferings we cannot solve anything, why are we still talking about sufferings?
那这里简要把受苦作为兵器，这岂不是很奇怪的一件事情吗？
So when you read, it says, arm yourself with sufferings. So using suffering as a weapon, isn't that like really strange thing to talk about?
啊，我们最主要的要知道，我们有爱，这是第一个。第二个最重要的，我们有神。
So we have to know first we need to have love, and second we need to have God.
那有神的时候，那受苦是有了意义，他有了盼望，最主要的他也能解决问题。
So when we have God, then suffering has a meaning towards it, and also a hope, and also the suffering can actually solve our problems.
所以在这讲的第一个呢，在肉身受过苦的就跟罪就断绝了，我们成为一个圣洁的人，成为一个健康的人。
So when we are we have suffering, then we are done with sin, so we became a holy consecrated body.
其实在这个受苦的时候，最主要的司徒彼得是因为耶稣基督跟我们同在的时候呢，这个受苦啊。我们不断的在跟他亲近的过程里面呢，就是他把我们过去的那些老我的东西、罪恶的东西呢，都燃烧掉。
So when we are with the Christ, so through our sufferings, He's helping us so that all our old selves are slowly dying away.
你受苦的时候，你可以拿起一个兵器来攻击别人，也可以。驱下身来，就像骆驼祥子妹妹，屈辱的来，能够去承受。
So with Christ besides us, so our suffering became a weapon, so that we can fight, we can have a battle, and also at the same time we can become humble, just like the author talking about the person who was very humble while doing his sufferings.
如果没有神的话，我们的屈辱和我们的谦卑呢，它最后结出来的果子可能是很苦。
So without God, our sufferings can be very bitter.
可能是非常非常的苦，但是呢，有了耶稣以后呢，这些东西会结出美好的果子。
It can be very, very bitter without God, but with Jesus, if we have Jesus, then our suffering has a meaning and has a hope.
所以刚才讲的，我们肉身与罪断绝，在这个彼得后书里面又讲到呢，神呢那极大的应许是让我们在神的性情上面有份。
And also, in second chapter of, second Peter, it also says that, we will have a part in his sufferings.
神的性情上有份是什么意思呢？就是说，我们的生命越来越像耶稣，圣灵常住在我们的里面，这就是成为真正的神的儿女。
So we become his true children because we participate in his divine nature.
那真正成为神的儿女的时候呢？那就是。有这个神一切的产业，从里到外的产业，从灵魂底到外面的产业，神都会赐给我。
So when we become children of God, then we will have the heritage in our body, our souls, and our mind. So we have the heritage from God.
但是有些东西可能是世人所不能明白，世人也看不见的。
But these things can be cannot be understood by the worldly, the human perspective.
那受苦呢，就是说，当我们受苦的时候，举个具体的例子来讲呢，就是当别人来，就是我们家里面嘛，比如说我们，这个夫妻之间，有时候，如果妻子对我们，说一些话不太好听的时候呢，我们可以选择去放弃他，也可以选择来理解他，来承受他。
So for example, for a husband and wife, if a wife says something bad about the husband, so the husband can respond. So either not saying anything and trying to understand her from her perspective or say something back against her. So it's a choice.
那按照神的方法呢，就是我们去为此来承受，一起来担当。
So if we're using God's way, then we will bear each other's, sins. So we will try to, yes.
曾经我碰到一个弟兄，他的这个婚姻里面发生的一些事情让我非常的感动。
So there was a brother in our church that something happened in his marriage, but it really touched my heart.
他的妻子在经历一些事情呢，他们的婚姻也忍受很多的痛苦。那他给我分享的时候呢，他妻子做一些事情。那我想想呢，我觉得这样的情况的话，可能分道扬镳会更好些。
So he shared something that his wife did. So from my opinion, I think it would be better for them to be separated.
但是这个弟兄说了一句话，让我非常非常的感动。
But this brother said something that really touched my heart.
感动到我觉得我必须要悔改。
So I was so touched, I felt that I have to repent.
他说我妻子一个人往那条路上走，太孤单了，我要陪着她。
He said, my wife is walking alone on that path. She is too lonely.I have to go with her.
I want to accompany her.
Yeah, I want to accompany her.
那其实他要承担很多的东西。
So he has to bear a lot of burdens.
他是一个非常爱主的人，他要受很多的苦。
He loved God and he's going to go through a lot of sufferings.
但是最后的结果是好的。
But at the end, the result would be great.
所以在马太福音第五章，特别的讲到我们这个八福里面，讲到最后一福呢，就说神给这些因着做基督徒受苦的人呢，很大的赏赐。
So that's why in Matthew chapter 5, when he talked about the blessings, he says the blessing will be great for those who persecuted.For his name.
我们可以读一下，就是第五章，第十节到十二节。
We can read from chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, from verse 10 to 12.
他说，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So bless.
人因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话回报你们，你们就有福了。你们欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知仍也是逼迫的。
So blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kind of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophet who were before you.
这里现在是为义受逼迫呢，就是说为了你行的正，别人逼迫你来受苦。
So it says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, because you are doing the right thing that people, other people are trying to persecute you.
那这里也可能找来很多的辱骂、逼迫、各样的坏话回报，但是就有福了。
Yeah, even though people might insult you or persecute and say all kind of things about you, but you are blessed.
我相信好多人在一开始追求主的时候啊，家里的人也不理解，也会有这样的情况出现，就是逼迫呀、辱骂呀、讽刺啊，各种情况都会出现，那这要去忍受。
So a lot of people, when they first became Christians, their families, family members may not understand and say all kind of things about you and, you know, insult you or persecute you in your family. That, but we have to, bear this kind of sufferings.
也有另外一些人在这个按照圣经里面的去做说，你的仇敌逼迫你的时候，你就为他祷告，
So, some people, when their enemies trying to persecute them, they do what according to the Bible says, pray for those people.
世人看来这个人很怂，什么也做不成。
So, so the world think this person is a failure, like he can achieve anything.
但是事实上呢，如果我们按照神的意思去受苦的时候，这种成就的是很大的。
So, but indeed, if we're doing what according to the Bible says, we will, our blessing is great.
那这里讲的说你们在天上的赏赐是大的，这不仅仅是将来去了天堂的赏赐，今天只要在神掌权的地方，他就把赏赐要赐下，按照他的心意。
So great is your reward in heaven, not just when you go to heaven, but even now you will going to receive your reward.
所以现在人好多人因着这样去愿意去承受，愿意去担当的时候呢，好多的事情在变化，家庭在变化，儿女在变化，人际关系在变化，经济在变化。
So because you are willing to pay the price and to bear the sufferings, things will start to change in your relationship, in your family, in your finance, in different areas in your life.
那你的国家也会变化。
Even the country, our country is going to change.
真的，现在我们加拿大这个国家的这样一个变化，有好多的属灵的前辈付上很大的代价。
So the change in our nation in Canada, there are many forerunners ahead of were paying the price.
包括中国现在神要来的祝福也是好多的，得付上很大的代价。
So same as in China, the blessing that in China, a lot of the forefathers have paid the price.
那这里讲的就是说你们在天上的赏赐是大的，这个天上的赏赐呢在今天的地上部分的可以看见。
So it says great is your reward in heaven, so nowadays on earth you might see a partial reward.
那是因着我们走耶稣的道路。
Because we walk in the ways of Jesus.
那弟兄姐妹，就是说当我们真的按照神的心意去受苦的时候，愿意去受苦的时候呢，按照神的话语去回应的时候呢，这个受苦会结出好的果。
So if you are willing to go through the suffering according to the words of God, you will receive your blessings.
那我们再可以读一下耶利米书十七章，讲到就是说人依靠耶和华的时候会更。
We're also going to read Jeremiah and see if Jeremiah chapter 17, right?
我们读一下第五节到第八节。
Chapter 17, verse 5-8.
耶和华如此说，依靠人血肉膀臂，心中离弃耶和华的那人有祸了，因他必向撒玛的杜松不见富勒来到，却要住在干旱里。旷野干旱之处，无人居住的简地，依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了。他必像树栽于水边，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，日子仍必清脆，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
So it says, cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength.And those whose heart turns away from the Lord, he will be like a bush in the wasteland. He will not see prosperity when he comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when he comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fail to bear fruit.
这里讲到就是说，当我们真正依靠耶和华的呢，那人就有福了，啊，那人就有福了。
以
耶和华为可靠的那人就有福了。
So blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him.
啊，就像一棵树栽于水边呢，河边扎根，沿着来到，并不惧怕，这是多么美的一幅图画。
So how beautiful it is when he says his will be like a tree planted by the water and he will not fear when the heat comes.
那事实上是这样，这里面呢就是说你发现当我们的根在主里面的时候呢，就像水这个树在水边，那个阳热来的时候，干旱之年来的时候，那就是逼迫和苦难来的时候。
So when our roots are planted in Jesus Christ, so when the drought came, when the suffering came, we will not fear at all.
那冬天的寒冷来的时候呢，它的根扎得会更深。
So even when winter comes, his roots will go even deeper.
那他呢，以后在不管发生什么样的状况在外面，他都会结果不止。
So no matter what happens in his circumstances, he will always bear fruit.
我相信今天我们的弟兄姐妹在某种程度上都在受一些苦。
So I believe all our brothers in different perspectives, we are suffering, we are bearing, enduring sufferings.
但是我们选择呢，不要为罪受苦，要为义受苦。
But we chose not to be suffered by our sins, but suffered by our righteousness.
当瘟疫受苦的时候呢，将来就像这棵树一样，干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且要结果。
When we suffer because of righteousness, we will be like become this tree, so we will bear fruit even though in the year of drought.
而且要结果不止。
And will never fail to bear fruit.
就是不断不断地结出好果子。
Meaning that it will always bear fruit no matter what.
那我鼓励就是弟兄姐妹，你不管有什么样的受苦，甚至你是在为罪受苦，只要抓住主，这些受苦都会变得有意义。
So no matter what kind of suffering you're going through, even if you're suffering because of your own sin, you have to grasp on to the promises of God.
在夫妻关系上，遇到争执的时候，我们按神的方法下来，能够去学习彼此怜悯，彼此体谅。
So in your relationship with your spouse, choose what God says. So in your arguing, in your daily disputes, so choose what God says.
你会看到结果是不一样。
So you will see the results, the different result.
你会看到美好的果子会结出来。
You will see the fruit that will, you will bear fruit.
看到就是你的对方，配偶因着你的爱，人心都是肉长的，他会感受到这份美好。
Your spouse will see what you do, and then he will change, he or she will change.
当你愿意担当的时候，人会感觉到他的重担卸下来。
When you're willing to bear the sufferings, other people will be able to
feel his burden is light.
Yeah. Okay.
当你愿意担当的时候呢，就说让对方的这个担子，让他别人能够感受得到的。
The other people can feel what you are going, help. So the other opponents, other people can feel that you are going through the, suffering because of them.
We are talking about the bond, 在建立的夫妻，没有建立的敌人，还没建立的敌人。
So we only okay. So we're talking about a spousal relationship right now. So not we are not talking about friends or enemies.
Enemies. 当我们能够去担当的时候，这种爱就更多的生存。
So when we are willing to bear each other's burdens, love will burst forward.
对儿女也是一样。
Same as to our children.
很多时候，当我们能为儿女来担当的时候
，when we can bear the burdens of our own children.
其实很多人为儿女担当，比为配偶担当要容易得多。
So it's actually easier for you to bear the burdens of your children compared to the burden of your spouse.
并不是说他真的容易，而是他头脑里面大部分的人比较容易接受。
So most people in their mind are easier to accept this fact. You know, like easier for them to bear the burden of their children.
其实从圣经的角度呢，我们如果按照整理性的话，两个都是一样的。
But if you read the Bible from the truth, actually both it should be the same.
但是为什么这个好多人认为为儿女担当比较容易呢？因为第一个儿女是，第二个儿女他本身比你小，比你无知，所以能够理解。
So why is it easier for you to bear your children's burden? It's because First of all, they are your own children, your own flesh and blood. And also they are younger generation, they are more innocent or helpless.
对，所以呢，就是说，就直觉的就是我是我的孩子，我就担当了。
So because they are my children, so I'm willing to bear their burdens.
他说话胡说八道，孩子就是孩子吧。就不计较了。
So if they say all kind of things, so because they are children, then that's okay.
但有些人对她的丈夫，她就不能这样去讲。她说：“你是我的丈夫，你是家里的头，你是应该保护我的。”所以就好多应该有设计出来了。
But to a person's spouse, like for example, her husband.She wouldn't be able to think the same way because she will think, okay, you are my husband, you should do this, you should do that, you know, like all kind of conditions.
但是如果我们按照神的心意去理解的时候呢，其实每一个人都是罪人，也都是软弱的。
But if we trying to understand from God's perspective, each one of us are sinners, and each one of us has our own weaknesses.
事实上，你对你的丈夫应该有更多的担待，比你的孩子有更多的担待。这是我的一个逻辑，你听完就知道。
So, in my own logic, I felt that instead we should have more patience, or we should bear more of our spouse's burden.
那第一个就是你的丈夫是一个成人呢，圣经上讲成人的最多嘛，你要理解他。你的孩子呢是最少，甚至天国里面都是孩子，就是他是有罪的人需要你来担当，或者叫有病的人需要你来担当，对不对？所以你应该更加理解他，比你理解你的儿子更应该理解。
刚才我有一点走神，你再说一次好吗？
就是说，因为丈夫呢他是成人，成人的罪比孩子的罪更
重大，
他应该说是更有病。所以更应该理解。
Okay. So because your husband or your spouse is an adult, so he has more. In other words, he has a lot of more sins, right? Like more sins. So in the Bible says we have to bear those who have sins. So in that perspective, we should bear more burdens of those who have more sins in comparison to the little children.
我不知道你明白我的逻辑没？就是他是一个更软弱的人，比起一个孩子在灵里面应该是更软弱的人，更应该去理解。
So my logic is that in comparison to a little children, they are more us as adults has more weaknesses in the spirit in our spiritual lives.
所以软弱的人更需要你来担当。
So weaker, if we're weaker in our spirit, then we should bear more burden of those who are weaker in the spirit.
因这时间的关系呢，我就举一个例子，我们就来解释这个。我们林中昌大家来分享。
So because of time, I'm going to shortly give you an example. Then we're gonna end here.
一个例子就是在当我们选择来担当的时候呢，选择在家庭里面，在忍受这种屈辱的时候呢，会结出很好的果子。
So one of the examples is how we bear our burdens in a family that bears good fruits later on.
那有一对夫妇呢，在五六年前来接受我们的婚姻辅导。
So a couple came to us about 5 to 6 years ago, for the marriage counseling.
后来这个姐妹呢，女的就先信主了，男的呢还没有信主。
So the sister, came to the Christ, became a Christian, but the brother didn't.
那姐妹呢，自己就来约，就来找我，找牧师说，我要跟你谈一下。
So the sister came, to talk to me. So she said she wanted to talk to me.
谈就说在婚姻里面的问题呢，好像没有办法来解决。
So after we talk, it seems that the problem in their marriage was not able to solve.
那我最后给他一个建议，我就说，你现在既然认识神以后呢，你就先要来担当，你就先要来谦卑，先要来屈辱，忍受这种屈辱，因为你的丈夫他不懂。
So I gave her one suggestion, which is because now you are a Christian and your husband has not yet come to the Lord. He doesn't understand a lot of things yet, but because you are Christians, then try to bear the burden of his sins first.
他听了我的这个话，一开始非常不服气，他觉得他一个大男人，对不对？我一个弱女人，对不对？他要来担当才对，他要来承受屈辱才对，他要来放下自己才对。为什么让我要放下，让我要忍受屈辱？
So at first she wouldn't be, she wasn't able to understand what I said because she felt that her husband is a man and she's a woman, so a woman, a man should bear more in comparison to her. So the man should bear the burdens and take the sufferings.
那我就说，我说你现在，你先生他现在不明白，你们的是不是要婚姻和好，家庭要和好，总得由一个人先开始。那从哪里开始呢？
So I asked her, your husband has not yet come to the Lord, so he doesn't understand yet.So you want a reconciliation, you want a marriage to be reconciled. So someone has to start.
总有一个人要先牺牲，总有一个人要先担当吧。
Yeah, there should be one person there to sacrifice, you know, and to bear the burdens, right?
你要等他来先担当，你要等十年，等二十年，还是等三十年？
So if you're trying to wait for your husband to change, you may wait for 10 years, 20 years, even 30 years.
你能不能先谦卑下来，忍受这个屈辱？
Can you...
先担当。
Yeah. So can you become the first person to bear the sin, bear the suffering?
他就开始哭，他说我一个女的，我为什么要这样忍受这样的屈辱？你说还不够吗？
So she started crying, said, oh, I am just a girl. How can I, like, bear all this kind of suffering and this kind of pain and burdens?
他说找你牧师来是要为了解决我的问题，安慰我，你教导我要忍受屈辱，先要屈辱。
I came to you to find a solution in our marriage. I'm not here to, have you tell me to bear my sin, our burdens.
那我说这是一个选择，你要等二十年、三十年，还是怎么样？你的先生，你改变不了他，但是你现在吃饭，就是等你，愿不愿意先做？
So I told her, it is a choice. Are you willing to wait for 10, 20, 30 years for your husband to change? Or are you willing to do it now, since you know the truth?
最后他很生气，又哭，完了哭完了以后很屈辱，牧师讲了更屈辱，完了最后他说好吧。
So she was angry and she cried and she felt humiliated and she cried. But later on, she said okay.
其实他当时觉着我的丈夫让我屈辱，现在再加上一个牧师更让我屈辱。
So.Actually, at that time, she felt that she was humiliated by her husband and also now by a pastor.
但是这是常人所不能理解的。但是呢，他真的，他说最后做了一个决定，他说好吧，从我开始。
So this is something that a lot of people cannot understand. But at the end, she was willing to say okay.
长话短说，后来他们的婚姻变得很好。
So to make the story short, so later on, their marriage became great.
他的先生后来信主受洗以后呢，而且对他更追求。
So after that, her husband came to the Christ, and later on, even became more devoted than her.
那而且后来他这个先生呢，还更能担当，哎，特别能担当的一个男人。
And her husband was in comparison to her, became a person that has more capability to bear their burdens.
那事实上，再说句悄悄话，就是说你要担当这个姐妹的问题呢，比担当这个先生的要难得多得多。他的先生要担当。
So, as a matter of fact, for the sister to bear the problems of her husband, and the husband bear the problem of his wife, so the husband has to bear more, meaning that the sister has more problems.
不管怎么样，最后两个人都愿意担当的时候呢，就婚姻各方面都开始改变。
But when both persons are willing to make the sacrifices for each other, things started to change.
后来在两年前。过这个感恩节的时候，他们从另外一个城市过来看我们。他说我们感恩，所以特意要来看望。
So they came to visit us during one Thanksgiving because from another city because they said they want to come and thank us.
我们非常的感动，也非常的欣慰。
So we were very touched in our heart when they came to visit.
就是这就是神的力量，神的话语的力量，是圣灵的大能。
So this is the power of God's words, a power from the Holy Spirit.
那愿我们都能这样去做，也要结出美好的果子来。
We're hoping every one of us can do the same and bear good fruits.
这些果子必然会在我们的生活的各个层面会结出。
So in every different aspect of our life, we will bear fruits.
好，我们一起来祷告。
We'll pray.
哈利路亚，我们天上的父。
哈利路亚 ，Father in heaven.
主啊，你不会把难当的担子放在我们肩上。
You will not place us with the yoke that we cannot bear.
你说你的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
So, your will is not to harm us, but give us peace and prosperity.
在圣经里面也讲，你说幼年负轭是好的。
And in the Bible, you also said it is good for the youth to bear the sufferings.
主啊，是的，主，我们知道，主啊，你的意念就是要来建造我们，让我们有盼望。
So we know that your will is going to help us, so that we will have a hope and a future.
要给我们真正的福分，永久的福分。
You will give us the eternal blessings.
同时，你也呼召我们走耶稣基督的道路。
At the same time, you are calling us to walk in the ways of Jesus Christ.
就是在地上能够来承担，在十字架上能够来承担的道路。
It's a way that we can bear on the cross and also on the way to life.
啊，是的，主，上次你们，你没有放下我们，独自在那里承担。
And you didn't leave us alone to bear out the problems, the sufferings.
你就把圣灵赐下来，作为保惠师，不断的在我们的里面建造、鼓励我们。
You sent us the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, so that they will continue to comfort us.
啊，你把你的大能放在我们的里面。
And you give us your power inside of us.
当我们受屈辱的时候，是我们与我们同在的时候。
So when we are insulted or cursed, you are beside us.
当我们受屈辱的时候，正是你在我们的身上要来祝福我们的时候。
When we are persecuted, it's the time that you are going to bless us.
是吧？这是一个事实，是吧？我们看到云彩一般的见证。
So this is a fact, and we see the testimonies like a cloud around us.
主啊，是的，我们再次的说，你大大的祝福我们的弟兄姐妹，明白你的话语，明白你的真理。
So we once again we ask your blessings to be among our brothers and sisters, so that we could understand your words.
把受苦当作兵器。
So that we can take the suffering as a weapon.
让我们与罪断绝，而且在神的性情上有份。
So that we can say no to sin, so that we will have a relationship with you.
而且我们就像树栽在溪水边，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干。
So that we will become like a tree planted by the water. So even during the drought, during the heat, we will not stop bearing fruit.
炎热来到，并不惧怕，叶子仍被青翠。
So our leaves.Will always green even though the heat comes.
在干旱之年也毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
And we will have no worries in the year of drought and will never fail to bear fruit.
主啊，是的，我们感谢。
Yes, Lord, we thank you.
创世成中的耶稣，必要成就你的美意。
You are the author and accomplisher of our faith.
我们因此献上我们的感恩。
So that we give our thanks.
我们奉我主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.